Brett Haho has spent 60 years not liking change and has the resume to prove it.
Today's episode follows Brett through the full arc of a working life. Radio, publishing, a website venture, and what it all costs when the ledger finally comes due.
Let's start with the work life itself. This segment is about what a career actually looks like when you strip away the narrative tidiness. Four employers across six decades, and the question of whether commitment and stubbornness are the same thing.
The post opens with a line that sets the whole tone. I do not like moving. Not homes, not jobs. The disruption required, the leaving behind, the starting again from scratch, none of it has ever appealed.
And yet, the arc keeps moving anyway. Two radio stations, both entered as a salesperson, both ending on air, both ending in someone else's scandal. Same script, different city. That's not bad luck. That's a pattern.
The first station was 4 a.m. in northern Queensland, serving the Atherton Tablelands. After that came an entertainment agency. Genuinely successful until clients realized they could hire directly and cut out the middleman. Then a move south, a relationship that began online, and within a week of arriving in Melbourne, a job at Joy 94.9, the country's first gay and lesbian radio station.
Which should have been the good chapter.
It was, for a while. Then a station manager described as pathetic, ill-equipped, underachieving, made it the same chapter as before. What followed was the phone call from Tom, a startup, a founding trio, and the beginning of 22 years at Q Magazine.
22 years is a commitment. The Post is honest that passion outlasted commercial discipline, and that the gap between those two things is where the business quietly became a hobby.
The online edition still runs today, read in the multi-thousands. But the Post is direct about the structural problem. Readers who do not subscribe are invisible to advertisers, and advertisers who cannot see an audience will not buy space in it.
Then there's the website venture, joined as a partner, or so he was told, ended abruptly. The Post doesn't soften it.
It doesn't. The devastation was of a kind I had not previously experienced. Recovery has not come. The closing section is the plainest writing in the piece. Health, money, a misery he dates as the worst he can clearly remember, and an honest accounting of why. My inability to ask for help has, in the most literal sense, paved this road.
Hope and logic, traveling together badly.
That's almost the exact phrase he uses to close. He carries both, he says, and keeps moving.
60 years, four employers, and the most expensive lesson turns out to be the one about asking for help.
The series keeps going. There's more road in the World Traveler episodes still to come.